Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine. In the studio with me today, I have Angie Hampton, who is with the Egyptian Behavioral Health, which has just come into Wayne County. Thank you for coming in, by the way.
Thank you, Tom.
Because we did not have health services, the health services that you provide, right? And that's why you came in.
Correct. Well, you had behavioral health services, some limited behavioral health services that were provided previously by another provider.
Okay. And then when they bowed out, you came in.
Right.
All right.
Yes.
So how many counties do you cover right now?
So Egyptian Health Department is an integrated public health and behavioral health agency. And Egyptian Behavioral Health Services is our expansion of behavioral health services to Wayne and Hamilton counties.
Okay.
So Egyptian Health Department is your local public health department for Saline, Gallatin, and White counties only. But for behavioral health, we cover Saline, Gallatin, White, Hamilton, and now Wayne counties.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So what you're saying is you're really busy and you're taking time out of the day to come here and talk to me, huh?
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. We are going to talk about all the services you provide and what we should be looking forward to in the future from Egyptian Behavioral Health Services here in Fairfield. We'll find out where you're located and all that in just a few moments on the Community Connection.
Progressivism is a danger to genuine intellectualism. Progressivism is a danger to genuine intellectual expression, open conversation, because it seeks to shut down anything that challenges it, which it disagrees. It does not want to coexist, and it encourages and nurtures hatred towards things that are different. Tune into The Dana Show, 7 to 9 p.m., Monday through Friday, right here on WFIW AM 1390 and FM 103.3.
We're back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Angie Hampton from the Egyptian Behavioral Health Services. Now, okay, so where are you?
We are
in Fairfield.
We are located at 407 North Basin Road in Fairfield, which is connected to your Wayne County Health Department.
Oh, okay.
Where Southeastern Illinois Counseling Center's Family Counseling Center used to be located.
Okay.
We are now in that building.
Oh, you're in that building.
Yes.
All right. So you're behind the old Walmart. I assume it's Elastic American Marine now. And you're in that building. Okay. You just move right in and everything's ready?
We did, actually. It was a really quick turnaround time for us to expand to Wayne County, and that was based on the need in the community with the closing of the previous behavioral health agency. There were four counties that needed coverage for mental health and substance abuse, and we were one of the providers that the state reached out to, and we were actually able to meet with the Wayne County 708 board and make a connection with them and developed a pretty quick partnership.
Okay.
So,
and who are the 708 board?
Yeah. So the 708 board is a mental health authority in specific counties.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right. Yeah. And they were like, please come in.
Yes.
Right?
We actually met with them and talked about the services that we could offer to Wayne County, and they were extremely excited. And actually, the discussion, I immediately started meeting with others in the community that would become our partners. And we were able to work with the state agencies on expanding our contracts to this service area to allow us to be able to move here.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that happened relatively quickly, I would say in a quick 4 to 5 weeks. And we actually opened our doors to start providing services on December the 1st.
Okay. So are you going to have a ribbon cutting or?
We are. Actually, we're going to have an open house that we would love for the community to come out to meet our staff and to become familiar with our location and definitely the services that we have to offer. That'll be on Tuesday, January the 29th at noon.
Okay.
And we will be working with the Chamber of Commerce as well to have a ribbon cutting on that day.
All right. So they're going to have ribbon cutting?
Yes.
So what's planned for that day for the open house?
So we really are just going to promote our services and kind of be able to meet some more of the people in the community, but really to let the community and our partners, including consumers of services that might be interested, to come and meet our staff, find out about our services, and see what we have to offer.
Okay.
Really want that community connection.
Okay. All right. So how let me see. How does a person go about getting services from your group?
So
your agency.
We accept referrals from anyone. It can be a self-referral. It can be a referral from a family member for someone who needs services.
Okay.
Or we've already been receiving referrals from, you know, the hospitals or clinics, Wayne County Probation, just anyone, actually, that when they know someone that's in need of mental health or substance use disorder treatment, we can accept those referrals from anyone.
Okay, so so what kind of services are now available?
Yep. So we offer behavioral health services. Currently, we have outpatient treatment services for individuals, children, and adults who need mental health treatment. And then we have substance disorder treatment as well, and that is for adults currently, but hope to be expanding that to the youth population soon.
Okay, so that's only available for adult and adult. What do you consider an adult?
18 and older.
18 and older.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And let me ask the obvious question.
Yeah.
It's needed here, right?
That from the needs assessments that we've referred and we have referred to, and who we've talked to in the community, is a definite need. We feel that we can offer something valuable to the community, and that's really what we want to do, is to be able to create healthy people in their healthy communities.
Okay. When should somebody think about, well, maybe I should go out to Egyptian Health and Behavioral?
Anyone that is struggling with any type of mental health issue or substance use disorder.
Okay.
So for example, if someone is struggling with addiction, and whether it is they are needing an intervention and want to seek services, we can do an assessment on them that actually maybe they need an inpatient referral. So then we can make that referral to another facility for inpatient and then link them back to our outpatient services where, you know, inpatient a lot of times is recommended for individuals with addiction, and then we can provide all types of aftercare treatment that they need.
So you can not only be a stepping stone, but a stepping stone to a more treatment,
right.
Better
we,
treatment.
Right. We can. Our goal is to assess what the individual needs and make sure that they are referred to the appropriate level of care.
Okay.
For many people, that could just be outpatient treatment services with us. In some cases, for substance abuse, it could actually be an inpatient referral that's needed first, potentially detox, and then on to once they are released from the inpatient facility, then we would follow up with them and provide outpatient actual treatment services. And our treatment services are evidence-based and really quality services that we pride ourselves in being able to provide.
Okay. We are talking to Angie Hampton. She is with Egyptian Behavioral Health here in Fairfield at 407 North Basin Road here in Fairfield, and associated with the health department, or right next door to the health department. And we're going to be right back in just a moment and talk more about their services at Egyptian Behavioral Health.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Student loans are out of control. No bank in its right mind would make an 18-year-old kid a $100,000 loan unsecured and hope he graduated from college to be able to pay it back in a degree field that actually wasn't left-handed puppetry. The only reason banks make that loan is that the government, the taxpayer, is guaranteeing the bank that they're not going to lose money. The first step in your journey begins by tuning in to your home for the Dave Ramsey Show in Fairfield, WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back with Angie Hampton. Now, you're the CEO, right?
That is correct.
Okay,
yep.
You're the CEO of Egyptian Behavioral Health here in Fairfield. And not just Fairfield, but the whole kit and caboodle.
Yes.
All five or six counties, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you've seen it all.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Okay.
Yes.
Besides the services that are you're offering here now, what do you think you can bring into Wayne County that would help?
Well,
because if you ask me, there's a terrible drug problem in Wayne County.
Yes, Yes. And that's not, unfortunately, that's not much different than what we're struggling with in much of the region, not okay. just in the counties we serve. But our agency has actually been fortunate to receive some state funding to assist in the opioid epidemic. As I'm sure you know, the federal government had allocated a lot of money for fighting the opioid crisis to right. the state of Illinois, and we have received actually some of that funding to be able to provide health education. We actually have Wayne County is one of our counties that we serve for our drug overdose prevention program. So we have health educators. We have a specific health educator for this area named Mark Elliott. And Mark mm-hmm. actually provides training on how to identify when someone is in an opioid overdose and then how to, you know, the protocol for administering Narcan and the distribution of Narcan throughout the community so that people are prepared if they see someone who is in an overdose to potentially be able to save a life okay. and hopefully get that individual then to the treatment that they need so they can be on the road to recovery.
Okay, now, did we just have a news story maybe a month or two ago about police curing Narcan and Narcan now available at the hospital? Is that
yes.
something that...
Again, that's you know, the state of Illinois wanting everyone to be equipped with this medication so that the first person on the scene or the first person to be that responds to an overdose to be able to be equipped with that medication and to administer it so that they can save a life, because unfortunately we've had way too many deaths in our area, in the state, in the country related to opioid addiction. And beyond that, one of the things that we really some of our other programs, specifically our substance use disorder treatment program, is we provide evidence-based treatment for combating opioid addiction. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's medication-assisted treatment where we would partner with a medical provider to prescribe that medication, and then we provide the treatment component to assist them in getting to recovery.
Okay. And by opioids, we mean what?
Well...
I was prescribed opioids once. I had shoulder surgery and I looked at the bottle and I was like, you know what? I can deal with the pain.
Uh-huh. So you have oxycodone, hydrocodone. There's morphine. There's a lot of different pain.
Names.
Yeah.
Associated with
so
the opioid
it's the painkillers,
right?
Obviously, that and as I'm sure you know, you know, there's been legislation to increase the monitoring of opioid prescriptions available, mm-hmm. and we're seeing you know, somewhat of a stronger monitoring aspect of that, and I hopefully in time that will change. The direction that we're going with or have been going okay. with opioid addiction.
So with a crisis like the opioid abuse, what is needed besides your services?
So that's when we would want to work with all of the partners. So okay. we want to provide an education component. So, you know, what does addiction look like? And then how can people intervene? How can we help them intervene? And then to provide treatment, again, that whether it's an inpatient treatment that's needed or intensive outpatient, maybe once a week, mm-hmm. whatever it is that the individual needs. And each individual is going to be unique in their road to recovery. So whatever it is that individual needs, and then ongoing recovery services that are available in the community. And it's not just through Egyptian behavioral health or is, you know, other AA, NA, faith-based recovery programs, just everybody really working together to build up a recovery community okay. so that, and then prevention is always, you know, something that, you know, we provide in the schools. We don't provide that specifically here in Wayne County, but right. we do in in Gallatin, White, and Hamilton counties. We
so
provide.
Is that something that could be coming from your department?
Well, I think that
you know, different organizations hold specific program contracts for Wayne County, and we want to partner with all of those providers to provide a continuum. So we may not be the provider, but we definitely want to connect and partner with those providers so that we can all work together to really enhance the services in this community.
So have you found that people working in your field in Wayne County are opening their door to partner with you?
Absolutely. Okay. I have been extremely impressed with the resources that I think are available to Wayne County that we can strengthen through partnerships. I think actually the services that the hospital has been providing to the community and that they're willing to partner with us on, really strengthening that system of care for outpatient. Been extremely impressed with them. And then the Wayne County Probation as well. They, the services that they provide and the referrals, we've been able to link with them some. And we also partner with Comprehensive Connections out of Mount Vernon. And they are actually providing substance abuse services as well at the courthouse.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. We will be back in just a few moments. We're talking to Angie Hampton. She's the CEO of Egyptian Behavioral Health now in Fairfield. And we will talk more in just a moment.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to our station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on the Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates from places like Gotzi's Restaurants, Patty's Share Magic, Simply Enough Scrubs and Stuff, and Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet Supply. You can shop 24 hours a day and save a ton of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long these deals will last.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Angie Hampton, the CEO of Egyptian Behavioral Health, now in Fairfield. So you're not in Fairfield, are you, Angie?
I'm not. My office is actually located in El Dorado.
Okay, so who's in Fairfield? When I go in the door there on the Basin Road, there next to the health department, Who am I going to see?
Okay. Well, the first person you're going to see is our receptionist, and her name is Tina Young.
Okay.
And Tina lives in Fairfield, or in the area. And then we have an office manager, Jackie Maloney.
Oh,
and she really coordinates all of our services and is doing a really great job there.
Okay.
And then our substance use disorder counselor has been with the agency for many years and very passionate about helping the residents of Wayne County and was instrumental in ensuring that we, looked at Wayne County and tried to offer some services. It's Paula Lawrence.
Oh, okay.
So thrilled to, Paula's transitioning from our CARMI office to Wayne County, specifically to the Fairfield office.
So she's
going to
be closer to home, huh?
She's going to be closer to home, and I think she's a great resource for this community as well. So she's very passionate about it, and she is really excited about being able to offer these services. We're struggling with letting her leave the White County area because she's done a lot of great work there, too. So So Paula will be the substance use disorder counselor here. And then our adult mental health therapist is Susan Golson. Susan is an MSW with many years, about 17 or 18 years of mental health experience coming to us. So she is actually starting, she's in orientation currently and will be seeing clients starting on Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
So thrilled. And then our youth counselor is Leanne Book.
Oh.
And Leanne also is from the community and thrilled to have her back. And again, very passionate about being able to provide services. So, and then our health educator who will be in the office, but actually serving many, many counties is Mark Elliott. Oh. So these were already, the majority of them were existing employees of Egyptian Health Department who just happened to be from this community. And so when I say that it was just...
The transition was really easy.
The transition was real easy. They're all really passionate about the community in which they live and now work. So I'm very pleased with the expertise that we're going to have at the and do have at the office. And as I've said many times, this expansion, while it was extremely quick, everything about it has felt like the absolute right thing to do for the community.
All right. So and then let's not just I just thought we have talked about substance abuse, but you also offer help for people who have maybe a like a problem with depression, mental health.
Yes, actually,
also
the mental health disorder or the mental health services are actually full-time, both adult and children for Wayne County. And anyone who needs an assessment to determine whether or not they have a mental health diagnosis or a referral from a primary care provider, school system, anyone in the, you know, the hospital, probation, anyone who is struggling with mental health issues, then we can do an assessment for them and actually determine what their diagnosis is so that they can be properly treated.
Okay. So you're right there next to the health department. Do people go into the health department and then get referred just around the
Actually,
building?
We're finding that that's going to be an exceptional partnership for reciprocal referrals from us to them and them to us. And, you know, being at Egyptian Health Department, where we are the integrated public health and behavioral health agency for Sling, Gallatin, and White counties, that's an excellent partnership. We're able to have a very wide array of services across the continuum. So we are thrilled to be able to have such a close partnership with the Wayne County Health Department. I've said many times, you have a very strong public health department here in Wayne County, and we're glad to be able to share a building with them. But more than that, we've partnered with them through public health for many years, and appreciate Clark and his team.
Okay. What about the doctors at like Christopher Rural Health or Horizon?
Right. So we've actually partnered with Christopher Rural Health for many years.
Oh,
we
okay.
actually, in El Dorado, we have, we're across the street from them, and we partner with them for our medication-assisted treatment program, as well as our psychiatric services. And then in Carmi, we're neighbors. So we share and we provide a lot of reciprocal referrals and coordination of care with them. And then in our Gallatin County, our Shawneetown office, we're actually in the same building with Christopher. So we have a very strong partnership with them. Look forward to expanding that partnership to Wayne County as well.
Okay. We're coming to the end. Is there anything else we need to know about Egyptian Behavioral Services?
Just that, again, we want to be able to bring value to the community, value of our services, and to be able to help people who need help and help them on their road to recovery. So we hope that we're successful enough to be able to do that, that we can then expand our services as needed in the community to fill in gaps. And if those services aren't needed, we won't bring them here. But if they are, and the partnerships and everything that already exist in the community, if we're able to bring any type of value to that, then that's what we want to do. So we may be looking and working with our partners to see what else is missing from like a needs assessment or any gaps in care that we could potentially offer in the future.
All right. Yeah. And the open house is?
It is Tuesday, January the 29th at noon at 407 North Basin Road.
All right. It's the health department building right there behind Elastec and the driver's license facility.
Yes.
And Angie, thank you for coming out.
Thank you very much, Tom.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
And that's going to do it for today on the Community Connection.